Panger, how are you today?
Jeff, I am doing fantastic. Big day in hockey for sure today, and with Kenny Holland being announced and big changes in Edmonton, and of course, Game 7, there's nothing like it, and I'm obviously pretty excited for it. It's been a great season from both teams. They both had their trials and tribulations early, but boy, they both became teams in the last 3 months, and it should be a heck of a Game 7 here tonight.
Exciting for everybody, certainly. Exciting for announcers, players, coaches, fans. Again, there's nothing better than a Game 7. We all love it. Is it extra exciting for someone like Sammy Blaze?
Sammy, that is unbelievable that that he steps right into that lineup, that that the head coach, Craig Berube, has so much confidence in these players when he throws them in there. And one thing that has really impressed me with Craig Berube is that he doesn't throw a player like Sammy Blais into a position where he's not going to have success. He knows that he has the ability to be a top six forward in this situation. And he also knows Sammy Blais can hit. He had 9 hits in that game and obviously scores a beautiful slap shot on a 2-on-0 break with Ryan O'Reilly. But he's a very unique player. He's a heavy player, but he has really gifted hands. And that was just the right call for Craig Berube at that time. They needed a spark. And he made a real gutsy change in it, and it paid dividends.
Darren, can Jordan Binnington be rattled?
Mm. I don't think so, John. I don't think so. If he can, I haven't seen it. I mean, look at his record after a loss in the regular season and the playoffs. He's 9-2. Goals against average is about, 1.85. Save percentage, 95%. I mean, nothing seems to bother him, John. I honestly wish, as I look back on my career, that I could have had some of those elements that he has. It's not fake. It's just the way he is. He's a really good goaltender, and this is an incredible moment for him. He hasn't failed in any moments. He didn't fail in the Winnipeg series. He hasn't failed in this one. He wasn't overly tested in Game 6. I feel like he will be tested in this game here, so he's going to have to be sharp early to make sure everybody knows that he's good back there and that he's ready to roll, so there's no question marks.
Is he cooler than Bishop? You know both of them.
Man, cooler than cucumbers, both these guys. I'm not sure if it's his naivety that makes him, that makes him so cool. I mean, he hasn't been through it. Ben Bishop has. There's been a lot of expectations with Ben while he was in Tampa Bay. And so I think you feel more pressure, high-paid goaltender up for the Vezina Trophy. But I think when you're the home goaltender, in a Game 7, I don't know where to throw it, but I would say that there's more pressure on the home goaltender because any mistake that you end up making, you can feel the gasp and the anxiety from the crowd. But when you're the visiting goaltender, I mean, all Ben can hear is, he can hear some boos or some, stuff like that, but that doesn't rattle you whatsoever. So I do believe the pressure goes on the home goaltender in an elimination game like this.
Anthony.
Darren, Jaden Schwartz's game sort of tailed off a bit in the regular season. What's changed in his game in the playoffs?
Anthony, good to hear you, big boy.
Good to hear from you, too.
Yeah, I love the Stewie family. You know what? He is just such a competitive player. I'll tell you, the difference between the beginning and now, and I'm between the benches for, all the home games. And I just felt like he didn't have a lot of confidence early on for whatever reason. He came out of training camp and everything was good. But you remember that, Mike Yeo was the head coach and you had a lot of different personalities. And Anthony, you would understand that. I mean, 1 year you're getting all the ozone faceoffs and you're the first unit power play and the coach is relying on you. You had a great year, scored nearly 30 goals. And then the next year it starts off and, next thing you know, there's new players, Ryan O'Reilly, Patty Maroon, Tyler Bozak. Everybody else is getting the candy that you used to get. And I just believe that at one point he just didn't feel real good about himself, if I can say it quite clearly. And as athletes, we all have a hunger to be wanted and to be appreciated. And I just felt like he just didn't have that that same swagger. And then, boy, it started changing, and he was starting to get more chances. And then he started, obviously the series against Winnipeg was magnificent for him. And now his work ethic never left him, Anthony. That stop and start and heavy on pucks, even though he's a smaller guy. But his finish wasn't there and his confidence wasn't there. But now clearly it's changed 100%.
Before we let you go, you're heavy on time. We're heavy on time. Battle lines drawn this evening. If either team is going to be successful, how will they do it, Panger?
Number one for the Blues, they don't have to do everything at one time. You have to play with total composure with the puck and hang on to pucks. That's what Craig Berube likes. That's the picture of the Blues having success when they're in the O-zone and they keep pucks on their blade and they protect pucks. For the Dallas Stars, I mean, I think it's the top two centermen. I think it's the health of Hintz, who's been terrific, and Tyler Seguin. When they're winning, that speed through the middle of the ice has been very difficult for the Blues to contain.